And the spirits of God do not fail to tell them that they must give up their hatred, and they explain to them, life now goes on. You lived on earth without God, but God has taken you in anyway. He takes care of you and gives you the opportunity to change. Try to be free of your hatred, and then, when it has become possible, we will take you out of here and give you work if you so wish. But if you prefer to be free for a certain time, without any activity, then this path is also open to you. But it is wiser and better to choose the path of work. If you work, you can forget much more easily, and you will have spirit brothers and sisters around you who will enable you to overcome the difficulties of your human life. And so they stay, but what they see is the little green, and everything else is desolate. Well, they entertain each other. One is very angry, full of hatred, and he doesn't want to work, he says so straight away, he wants to be free. Another says, it's over, I have now entered a new world and I want to adapt to this new world and its conditions. I don't want to know anything about the old world anymore. I prefer to work, I hope that work will bring me advancement and my promotion. One person talks like this and the other talks like this. And sometimes someone is fickle and doesn't know what position he should take, and sometimes those people also exert their influence on him. And those who have lived without faith in God and are still struggling say, if God had been a God of love, he would prevent people from waging war and killing each other. If there were a God of love, he would ensure that love reigns on earth and would nip all evil in the bud right from the start. I cannot believe that there is a God of love who made me suffer so much. One person says this, and another says the opposite, because we lived without God. God did not care about us. But we now have the opportunity to change. You have heard that it was said that he has not abandoned us, that we have been accepted by him in the new world, but now it is up to us. One person can speak in this way, and many agree with him and say, good, I agree. The new world sets its conditions, and I adapt to the new world. I do not want to lose anything anymore, I want to adapt to the new. And then, when the time comes and the gate of the house into which they were led to reflect and think is opened to them, then their paths diverge. Some, who want to be free, wander, and are attracted by the earth and its people and its vices. And others, who have the desire to adapt to the new world, look for work. So they set off together, having come to an agreement, and they look for work. And soon they see, here and there, people are busy working, in various ways. They begin to offer their services and ask, can you use us? We are looking for work, we have no employment. And if they are willing, the workers quickly call a leading spirit brother and say, come, someone is looking for work, take care of him. Then you know immediately where he comes from. You are not harsh with him, but very considerate and ask him, what do you think you could do? What have you actually done on earth? If someone was just a day laborer who had no special skills or training in a particular job, then you first have to train him for a job. You send him here and there on a trial basis to see what skills he has. I then check on these spiritual brothers and sisters, visit them and find out what they are doing, how it goes for them. I always notice that those who have taken a job never regret it. They have taken the first step towards their ascent and are satisfied. And usually it is also the case that those who have taken a job are now allowed to greet their parents or relatives and that the parents, if they live in a nicer, more interesting world, talk about their world and then encourage them to be industrious. So they also do their part to encourage these spiritual brothers and sisters. It is also like this, sometimes you are much more likely to listen to your own relatives that you had on earth because they will surely tell you the truth. They tell you who is still there and tell you a little more than the other spiritual brothers and sisters. So you then find yourself together with your relatives and you climb up and you have much, much to overcome. But one tries to stop thinking about what has happened and only wants to live for one's own advancement. So, dear brothers and sisters, I have told you about the work I do and who I have to help here and there. Now I must tell you that time has passed and our spiritual brother Joseph is no longer coming to answer the questions. But you have the opportunity to write them down. On another occasion you should discuss them with him. And so I withdraw. All of us who are connected with you, as well as myself, leave you to God's blessing and protection. May this blessing of God make you strong so that you are able to fulfill His most holy will, so that you can live to please Him and we can come to visit you. Greetings from God. Report of the experience of the ascending spirit being Matthews by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Munchhalden Stress, Zurich. Original, tape recording. Headline, next case. May 5, 1965. Amalia. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Retribution in the afterlife for injustice suffered and for loyalty to the faith. Greetings and blessings from the controlling spirit. The spirit being who speaks next is introduced with the name Amalia. Amalia, greetings from God. Dear brothers and sisters, I am telling you about my experiences when I entered the world of God. So I must also touch on my earthly life. Because through this life I created the prerequisites for my experiences in the spirit world. I had a difficult life. I was married and the mother of a bunch of children. My husband was not good to me, he beat me very often. Later on, I had no help or support from the children. My husband could not believe, but I had faith, and this faith cost me a beating. My husband was very harsh to me. But he could not take my faith away from me. I prayed for him, I prayed for my children, I went to church. I always had to pay for it when he noticed that I had gone to church. I held on to my faith and trust in God until the end of my life. But I was always sad, I could never be happy. I had no reason to be happy either. Only the power of faith carried me, only the power of confidence in a better life. In the justice of God strengthened me, it carried me through life. And so I should never have to regret my holding on to my faith, because I would now like to describe what I experienced, how I fared in the world beyond. But first I would like to tell you, my husband and a son had to leave the world before me, and I was able to draw on my faith for several years after my husband's death. I was able to go to church, without being punished for it afterwards. I was ill for a while and I was cared for. I knew that my time of life was over too. I was happy that I was allowed to leave the world because I sensed a better life. I had lived for God and for the Savior, I had entrusted everything to them, I hoped in them. When I was lying on my deathbed and my relatives and friends were standing around the bed, I heard them saying that it would not be long now. I could understand everything, but could no longer answer. I no longer had the strength to do so. I could see, more than those who were standing around my bed, I saw beautiful figures coming towards me. I was particularly struck by one being who smiled at me so kindly and made movements with his hands that I could not understand. I later found out, the angel wanted to show me with this hand movement that he would soon lead me by the hand into the kingdom of God. But I was still bound to the world in my thoughts. Next to this friendly, lovable being stood another angel. He had a stern face, but he also stood waiting. However, my eyes were only focused on this friendly angel, and I realized that it would not last much longer. But now my husband and son came near. I could still say their names out loud. I was so surprised to see them that it gave me the strength to call out the two names. And my relatives, who were standing next to me, said, "Now she is no longer in her right mind. It will not last much longer." I heard them talking, but I did not want to talk to them. I wanted to stretch out my hands to this lovely being. But my hands were heavy and powerless. I could not. Then I must have lost consciousness, because when I opened my eyes afterwards, I was in a completely different environment. It was light and bright. I was no longer in this narrow room, and I no longer saw my relatives around me. My husband and son were also no longer there. Other, unknown but noble-looking beings stood around me and marveled at me. But very close by was this friendly angel again, and I felt so light and exhilarated. He smiled at me, and I did the same. I raised my hands and he came towards me and took my hands in his. But next to this friendly being stood the other one, whom I had already seen. But I had the impression that he was also well disposed towards me, despite his stern expression. So they had taken me by the hands and walked a few steps with me. I had to look around to see where I was. I also had the impression that a mask had fallen off my face. Everything about me felt so light, and yet I had a body, had the same hands and wore clothes too. But I couldn't see what my face looked like in this new world. I could only marvel. And this friendly being spoke the first words that I could clearly hear and said, "Dear sister, I was your guardian spirit in your life," and then with a gesture of his hand, pointing to the other spirit, "This is your spiritual teacher." And he just nodded. Then I was guided by this guardian spirit. We found ourselves in the middle of a beautiful garden and I was led to an arbor where there were places to sit and lie down. I was offered a chair. I had a very pleasant feeling of relief in every respect, because I felt very safe. I was not afraid. I was so happy and so content, I wanted to shout for joy. But I couldn't really say why and how, because I wasn't really aware of what was happening to me. I asked myself, is it true? Am I living or am I dreaming? Am I really hearing and seeing correctly? And the guardian spirit said to me, "You hear correctly and you see correctly. You are no longer among people, you are now in the spirit world, you are now in the kingdom of God." He asked me very clearly, "Do you understand me? You are in the kingdom of God." "Yes," I said, "I assume so. I believe. Yes, it is definitely so." I had to convince myself that I was actually experiencing so many wonderful things. And I thought, yes. Did I deserve that? And quickly my thoughts went back to my painful time, and then I thought again, I built my life on the hope of God and God's power. Yes, it must be true. Yes, I am alive. The angel said, "You will now be rewarded for everything that has been wronged against you. Heaven will now repay you. It was hard for you and no one comforted you. But we will comfort you now. You may receive this comfort from us." "You know," said the guardian spirit to me, "Jesus Christ declared in the Sermon on the Mount, 'Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted,' Matt 5:4. You had to go through life sad, your heart was filled with sadness. Now we comfort you, because you had a holy sadness. You mourned because your loved ones had no faith. You had often cried. We could not noticeably and tangibly dry your tears. But now we can. Now you will be comforted by us." I looked at my surroundings. All of them were strangers, and they all smiled at me. My guardian spirit said to me, "See, they are all here to bring you comfort. They want to comfort you." And while he was saying this, I heard singing, and a group of wonderful young beings came towards me. They came singing and jumping, and they were carrying various objects in their hands. Yes, actually I didn't find it very pleasant. I had the feeling that all this was too much of a good thing. I didn't want to be comforted by so many people, I didn't need any more comfort now. These considerations seemed right to me, because I was now living in bliss, and so I no longer needed this consolation. But my guardian spirit had already recognized my thoughts and said to me, "You must first get used to our circumstances. You know, the law cannot be overturned. It is the spiritual law, everything follows this law." I had to ask, somewhat ashamed, "Do I really deserve so much? I have made mistakes, I know it." "Yes," said the angel, "you have made mistakes, we have seen that, but we will talk about their mistakes later. That is not the main thing now, we must comfort you first. We will also give you the reward you deserve." I had prayed so much and relied on Christ, and so I said, "If the Savior was pleased with me, I am happy. I do not need anything more." "Oh yes." And while my guardian spirit was talking to me, this small group of angelic beings spread the objects out on the floor in front of me. There was another special spirit of God nearby. He was sitting on a beautiful chair. I hadn't seen him before, but suddenly he was in front of me. The beautiful young beings who had spread out these objects went to him and whispered something to him. I didn't understand it. The angel gave them instructions, and so they took the objects that they had laid down on the spiritual earth and showed him one after the other. I was able to observe everything that my guardian spirit had asked me to do. The special spirit of God had given his consent to everything, and now I was supposed to put up with everything. They wanted to comfort me, this spirit of God explained to me, and I was so overjoyed, and so I could no longer fend them off, but let it happen. One of these young, beautiful beings came up to me. It picked up one of the objects from the floor. It was a small vessel, in it was a fragrant, precious oil. It smelled wonderful. This was immediately apparent from the beings standing around, because they made these movements with their hands and wanted to inhale this fragrance. Now this spirit being poured the oil over my hands, rubbed them with it, then my face and feet. Yes, that was how I was anointed with this fragrant oil. Then the being stepped back. Another came forward and began to braid my hair. Now I thought, does that really have to be? But quickly my eyes wandered over the people present, and I had to notice how elegantly they were all dressed and what a noble expression came from their whole being. Suddenly I thought, yes, of course, I must look different, because I don't fit in with these beautiful beings. And so my hair was artistically arranged. One part was braided and the other part combed out. I didn't see how it turned out, but the comments of those present were enough for me. They were amazed and thought it was beautiful. I believe this spirit was an artist. Then there were colored ribbons on the floor, and they fetched them and braided them into my hair. And again those standing around were amazed and said how beautiful it would be. Then this being had, as it seemed to me, fulfilled its task. But now I thought, yes, they will all have something to do with me, they will equip me. That became clear to me. First they anointed me, then my hair was braided, and what happened next? They brought me sandals and put them on me. They also had ribbons, and they were tied very artfully. And again they were amazed and said how beautiful it would be. Then at the end they brought me a dress and put it on me. I found it so wonderful. Yes, I felt as if I was even more beautiful than the angels who were there. Such beautiful things had been brought to me and dressed. I had never seen anything like it in my entire life and I thought, they have chosen me to be an angel, they dress me so beautifully. But it was far from finished. There were still more of these ribbons lying there. And they also took them and artfully pulled them around my arms and wrapped them around my body. The last word now had to come from the spirit who was sitting on this beautiful chair. He asked me to come to him and I had to turn around in front of him and show myself. And truly, he still had various things to complain about. Then these boys came full of enthusiasm and made the changes as this spirit of God saw fit. And when I was finally dressed, this beautiful spirit hugged me and said goodbye to me. I thanked him and he left. But what was I supposed to do now in this outfit? It still seemed a little strange to me, but I would soon get used to it. Now the guardian spirit and that spiritual teacher came. They were very close and called on those present to come to me one by one. Each of them held out their hands and had words of happiness and joy for me. They told me things that I could not understand at the time. It was supposed to be consolation, as they thought. But this consolation was no longer pity, but it had all turned into great joy. They all invited me, they spoke of parties and I should come to them. I thought, how can that be possible? I can't accept so many invitations. I felt a little strange. But that soon disappeared. Because these young beings who had contributed to my beautification then danced around dance and at the end pulled me along with them, and I had to walk part of the way with them. The guardian spirit and the teacher followed me, and the others seemed to be waiting. Now they took me on a tour of the new world and my guardian angel explained to me, We are now going through all those levels that have become your new home. Here you can live, here you can be happy. Here you can continue to fulfill your tasks to the glory of God, to the glory of the Redeemer and to the glory of all Holy Spirits. I just had to marvel at this big, new world and I said to my guardian spirit, is my world that big? I don't need that much to be happy. And he answered, that is only a tiny part of happiness and joy. I was constantly surprised by so many pleasant things in this new world, which was so colorful and beautiful. This world truly amazed me. Because I experienced things that I thought would not exist in the kingdom of God. On the other hand, I thought, if there are such things on earth, why not in the kingdom of heaven? And as this group of spirits went away with me, a group of dogs crossed our path. They barked, but when I looked more closely I realized that the animals were playing with each other. My guardian spirit and the others kept saying, look here. Look here. Look there. Look at that. And I couldn't help it, I just became happy. My fear was taken away, I had to sing along too, become happy too. I no longer had the feeling of a great distance between me and the others. I suddenly felt equal, and I felt the warmth and kindness of the others, the intimacy that they showed me. And so I had become so close to them. It had come quite suddenly. So I just had to marvel at everything they showed me. The animal world was also present in my bliss. Magnificent horses were there. And I asked, who do the horses represent? They don't have anything to do. Oh yes, they replied. As soon as I had said that, one of these young, beautiful beings broke away, swung himself onto a horse, rode away at a gallop and then returned to us. Now another of these beautiful, young beings said, count the horses, count them. And then count us. And I counted them, so many horses, so many young, beautiful beings. Yes, they had come on horseback, hard to believe for a human. But heaven is so beautiful. And they said, yes, heaven is beautiful. If only people knew something about this beauty. I asked them, do you live here, with me, in this city or in this area? They answered, oh, no. We have much, much more space than you. We also have much bigger tasks than you. But we will definitely see each other again. Because they told me, you know, it is our task to fulfill the Savior's will. Because he has proclaimed to people the bliss and the beauties of heaven. In this way we show those who have returned home the beauties of heaven. Very soon we will be in another heaven again and will make another returnee happy. So we talked. But then they explained to me that they had now finished their tasks with me. In the meantime we had left the garden and the arbor and went out into the bliss where I was allowed to live and dwell from now on. This world was unlimited for me in its vastness and beauty. But they laughed and said, that's not all. But for me it was the highest thing that could be. Then they said goodbye to me. They gave me their hand and swung themselves onto the horse. My guardian spirit, my teacher and I went back to the arbor. But we didn't have to go, we could have floated like all of them, but when the others had said goodbye, a carriage came, also with horses, and I was invited to get in with my two companions. So we were led back to the arbor, from where I was to carry out my tasks. The garden was to be my home. My house. Truly, I hadn't seen my house until now. There was already something new to marvel at and admire. It seemed to me as if I had been in this world of bliss for an eternity. I had suddenly lost all concept of time. But I hadn't been here that long, and I no longer had any concept of time. I only had a feeling of the greatest bliss, which was neither bound to time nor to space. Because the world in which I was now to live was infinitely large and beautiful for me. And they said to me, he has also stood where you are standing, and by that they meant the King of the Spirit World. Nothing is foreign to him. Everything is known to him. You see with your eyes what he saw with his. I was so blissful at these words and asked, when will I be allowed to see him? And my teacher answered me, it won't be too long before the time comes when you can meet him. And I wanted to know, can I then shake his hand? Can I kneel before him? Can I thank him for everything he has done for us, for all of humanity? Can I? And my guardian spirit said, I will make sure that you can do it. Was there any greater happiness for me? No, not anymore. So we had arrived at the arbor again, and the cat had already left. The teacher and my guardian spirit stayed with me and wanted to show me the house, then I would be able to devote myself to my tasks. This house wasn't very big, but to me it looked like a small castle, it was so beautiful. I wasn't supposed to live there alone, however, but other happy spirits lived there with me. But each spirit had its own special rooms, and they came together to talk. So you didn't have to separate, you weren't isolated, but everyone had their own personal space. So they led me there. And there was so much to marvel at. I can't describe it. Then the guardian spirit said to me, here you will remain blessed, here you can be happy. Because everyone who lives with you and in the area will support each other in their happiness, in their joy. You will all help to make each other happy. Those were beautiful words. But now my relatives came to mind. I had to think of my husband, my son and all those who had remained behind in the earthly realm. What will become of those who are still alive on earth? And where are the other relatives and acquaintances? Where is my husband? Where is my son? Yes, they cannot possibly be nearby, because they have not believed in God and in the King of the Spirits of God. They are still too far away. They must certainly live outside of this bliss. I knew that. My teacher and my guardian spirit stayed with me for a long time. When I say a long time, I had the feeling of a long time, but I no longer knew the concept of time. The guardian spirit and my teacher said to me, you can take care of your own. We will go to them together. Yes, it should be a joy for me. But suddenly a little sadness came over me. What will they say when they see me in this state? What will they think? My husband, who was so quick-tempered, so evil, will he still be so here? My son, who was so unbelieving, so indifferent, how will he express himself to me? Don't worry, the teacher said to me. Yes, I wanted to be, but something like sadness came over me, like in the old days. Because far away from my family, I was now to live happily, while on earth I had lived for them and made so many sacrifices. The guardian spirit said to me, wait, you will soon have the opportunity to help them. Because here, people help each other, they will not be able to share their happiness with you, but you will bring them relief. But before we go to them, the great encounter will take place. The great encounter with Christ, which I was looking forward to. Just the thought of it took away any feeling of sadness from me. I wanted to continue to hope in Christ, and I had thought, I wanted to kneel down before him, I wanted to ask for my husband, that he would be merciful to him, that he would forgive him some of his guilt, him and his son too. I wanted to beg him. I had made up my mind about that. A celebration was held, a celebration that was also meant to remind the beings in the world beyond of the events in Christ's earthly life, and he wanted to visit his faithful ones. We had all set out and gathered at a specially designated place. The king was to come there, he was to speak to us there, and we were to be allowed to see him. The moment came. We all had made ourselves as beautiful as possible and went to that place, to see and hear him. When we got there, he was already there, surrounded by a group of spirits of God. But it seemed to us, or at least to me, that he had a group of guards around him. They were dressed in splendor, their garments glittered. But their faces were not as loving as, for example, the face of my guardian spirit. And yet there was something sublime in these beings, something that inspired respect, something that could even have made one afraid. And my guardian spirit said to me, it is the guard of God. Yes, it is the guard of God. But they had no combative demeanor in themselves, nor did they have any weapons. They were effective just by their appearance, for they were tall and broad-shouldered, they were dressed quite differently from our blessed ones. Yes, said my teacher, I will tell you about that later. Now I will just tell you, it is the guard of God. It was enough for me, I just had to admire. But now I saw the large crowd of brothers and sisters who had gathered.